was called Shock and Awe. The application of massive military force designed to overwhelm the Iraqi military in 2003. Necessary, U.S. officials said, because of concern about weapons of mass destruction and a desire to end the conflict quickly. But it took until the final days of 2011 before the last American troops left Iraq, where an insurgency continues to rage. The war in Afghanistan has lasted even longer, and American troops continue to fight the Taliban. And now in Syria, with hundreds dead from apparent chemical weapons, America is considering another attack in the Middle East. But surveys show many Americans oppose such a move. David Schenker of the Washington Institute.
We're war weary. We've gone through Iraq, we've gone through Afghanistan, we've spent blood and treasure. Most people in the United States want to focus on rebuilding the economy here and not get entangled in a foreign embroilment.
Recent polls show about 60% of Americans oppose a U.S. military strike on Syria, while just 9% support it. Quinnipiac University pollster Peter Brown.
Thoroughly in Syria. They're very much set against, those voters are very much set against the notion of U.S. troops there or any U.S. aid except for weapons for that would not endanger any American lives, such as perhaps like a cruise missile or a drone strike.
There is stiff opposition from close allies like Britain. Via Skype, James Boyes of London's King's College.
There seems to be a sudden rush to war, a rush to use military hardware against the Assad regime. There doesn't appear to be any obvious justification as to why this may be.
Just before the start of the Iraq War, then-Secretary of State Colin Powell made a detailed presentation to the UN Security Council. But the intelligence about Iraq's weapons programs turned out to be wrong. Brian Bender of the Boston Globe newspaper.
In the wake of the Iraq War, where weapons of mass destruction, chemical, biological, possibly nuclear weapons, were the rationale for the war, and it turned out that Saddam Hussein did not have them, I think that there's going to be a lot of skepticism in the United States, but also abroad.
Obama! Hands off Syria!
So years of war and skepticism about intelligence are casting a long shadow over decisions by the White House regarding the civil war in Syria. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho. War in Syria, stop, stop.